Order to disperse. For the students. Tonight my children are facing live ammunition. One holds a rock, one brought a Bible, one hides a phone. The fires of the provocateurs burn so brightly. The police put duct tape over their badges. The soldiers are hooded. They wear no insignia. Last night they had rubber bullets. Tonight, hollow point. In the smoke, you see the outlines of a bank, a cathedral. Absent is the profiles of presidents on coins. A voice advances, a voice retreats. Someone aims. Have you ever died in a dream? What happened then? Tell me what happened. There is only one life. How long will I hold mine like water in cupped hands? The detentions. In death, too, there are great cities. Streets of padlocked binderies under rain that tastes of piss. Cathedrals with bricked-in windows. Garages lit by drop lights. Tenements with narrow stairs covered by linoleum treads worn smooth as the ball of a thumb. Catch your breath on any landing. A heart or a name will be scratched into the wall. Here, too, is the dim room where lovers test each other. As you push against the slats of a fence, word after word, caress after caress. Here, too, you hear cars whoosh in the distance, crazily absent, and lights cross the ceiling, as if a child flung a handful of rice. A scrap of passing music calls you, more intimate than a voice. Here, too, a red glare pulses and someone shouts. Again, you look down from a great height. Is the man in cuffs drunk? Why is he staggering? Again, you have to decide. Do I yell out the window and show where I live? Do I take a video on my cell? Where would I send it? Do I run down those endless flights into the street, waving my hands and commanding, no? Would I at least be able to memorize the license plate? Would it be blank? Even at the end of death, prepare yourself. Even where there is no I, no judgment, no reward. Only the long street, the gray rain, the boarded shops, a few passers-by, their eyes kept down, the lamps shining inward. In the City of Statues. When we were old and knew we would never see Canaan, we woke in the same breath, dressed shivering, gulped instant, and trudged to the rally point with our magic marker pasteboard to chant ourselves speechless, though we did not believe the slogans. And the crowd was all strangers. Once we saw a child who looked like you 40 years ago, and once young lovers with our own grievance and resolve, facing us, batons, gas canisters, hoses, stun guns, grenades, and the strange machine that can decipher the human face. In the winter of painted swastikas. The demonstration is winding down. The sound system has been dismantled and stashed in numbered boxes. Students, draped in frayed banners, are flirting or commiserating. There's still a sense of safety lingering, though the streets home are icy, dark, and watched. And if two women hold hands, a helmet on a rooftop will shout, "Girls, coming from the march!"